And welcome to the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard being joined by the Executive Director at Light of Life Rescue Mission, Jarell Gilliam. Good to see you again. You can see Jarell also via our video mix at kdkradio.com. It's a whole new world, Jarell. Thank you for being with us.
Yes, it is a new world, and thank you for having me, Larry. Always good to visit with you.
As you're well aware of, Second Avenue Commons reopened after the fire shut them down, and we're hoping that this week that provides some relief. So approximately how many people will they be able to handle that'll help keep people from living in the streets in some cases?
You know, there was some remodeling of what they, even in the programming that's there. And so I don't know all of the details. It was around 100 people that were coming off of the street there. They also have a plan for the county announced a plan for overflow, which starts in November 15th when the weather starts getting cold. And I know there's an additional, there's a plan to be able to cover 600 beds during that for emergency weather or bad weather from the November to March timeframe.
And what is our status right now with people without homes in town? We hear so much about it.
Yeah, well, we continue to have the same challenge that we do nationally. It's hard to have a hard scientific number. We use this point in time survey, which relies on workers going out and physically counting homeless, and you just can't do that. The national average is that the number of homeless is about three times the amount of the point in time survey. And so when you think about it, as I talk, Larry, a lot, homeless are hidden in plain sight. If you might walk by a college student and you would think, oh, he's a college student, he goes to CCA, so you don't know that he's homeless. Or a mother with children with a stroller, you walk by her late at night at Point Park, you think they're just out for a stroll, but really she's trying to find a place to stay. So it's hard to go around and count homeless because you just don't know. And so that would, because of that number, it's hard to know exactly how many are out there, but we know it's growing. We know the tents are growing. We're seeing those, and I am concerned that we, although well-intended, we can be creating a system that's actually encouraging growth in those areas instead of getting people out of homelessness.
How so? And as I mean, we've had this unusual stretch of really warm weather, but before you know it, we're going to get into the colder months, and that's going to make it all that more challenging. So back to your last point.
I'll say two things about that. One, Larry, is that traditionally Allegheny County has been below the national average in homelessness, and for decades it's been that way. And part of those reasons are because we have some excellent organizations. I like to put Light of Life as one of them, but Operation Safety Net and others that lead the nation, actually lead the world in intervening in people who are experiencing homelessness. But what began to happen was this idea of placing people in homes during, you know, placing people in shelters for the emergency shelter, where it was constant. Instead of it just being at certain temperatures, it began to be, it's going to be open from, you know, November 15th to March 15th. And we know what ended up happening right before all the tents started popping up a couple years ago is that there are people that chose it as a lifestyle. They moved out of situations. They might have been doubled up with someone. There might have been other places. But now it was like for 4 months, I have free rent, no utilities. I can get my meals. And people begin to choose it as a lifestyle. And although it sounds good, you end up making the problem worse. And we see this across the country. So I'm concerned. I'm excited that we have located additional beds. From what I'm hearing, it's going to be 600 beds for overflow. Light of Life has increased our capacity for overflow to assist. But in the end, where my question every time is, what happens when they end. And so the end of March 15th, Larry, we can have a interview scheduled now. It'll be first they'll demand to stay longer, and we'll extend it maybe 1 month. Then after that, it'll be, no, you have to move out April 16th. And then at that point, where are those 600 people going to go? Because we don't have housing for them right now. And where all the tents started was a couple of years ago, we got to that point, and then someone started passing out tents, and then we started getting encampments. So it's a short-term fix, but it's going to create a big problem in the spring unless we come up with some solutions.
Are you working with other officials, since you're so passionate about this, on maybe another plan? Because 600 people, yeah, that's a lot of people.
That's going to be a lot. That's right. Yes, there have been additional conversations. The county and the city has been creating forums for additional, to get feedback. And I'm always encouraging those dialogues. I want to be involved with more of those discussions. But essentially, Larry, in other cities, I just came back from Phoenix. I visited out in LA a few months ago. And cities where they incentivize people coming out of homelessness into stable housing, you are prioritized if you are committed to a plan to get out. In those cities, we see homelessness going down, stabilizing or going down. If people are choosing to stay on the street as a lifestyle, it's not an emergency situation, which is how Light of Life and other missions have been set up here in our city. It's called emergency shelter. So it's people that they had some kind of traumatic event, and now they find themselves homeless. We want to help them. We want them to know there's always a place. But when you start getting into subsidized housing, that's a whole different thing about giving a person a place to stay. And the way it is now, a person, from what I was hearing from a police officer, a person can abandon a tent, they can throw it out and take it away. If another person puts up another tent, if they get to them within 48 hours, they're allowed to tell them they have to move. But if they're there longer than 48 hours, then their understanding is that they're not allowed to ask them to move. Well, that's just a crazy system that's going to incentivize people pitching more and more tents. What we have to say is, look, we love you, but because we love you, living in a tent by the river is not good for you. It's not good for our community. It's not safe for you. It's not healthy for you. We need to find ways of rehabbing some of these blighted homes, apartment buildings, motels, and have a plan for you to get out of homelessness, not to stay in it, but to come out, or get mental health help or recovery help. And those are the kinds of programs that aren't always popular, but when you use them, they work.
Final question, Jarrell Williams, Executive Director of the Light of Life Rescue Mission. We heard about the governor's $600 million plan, 10 years to revitalize downtown Pittsburgh. Is any part of that plan been revealed to you that would help in this issue that you're dealing with every day?
No, not directly, but I have a lot of ideas.
All right. Well,
I have ideas where we could come together and we could make some a real impact. I think Allegheny County has the opportunity, because of all the assets and the people here, to set a national model of helping people get out of homelessness into affordable and safe housing, and we can do it here together, Larry.
Well, now is the time. We got to make sure you get in touch with the people that are part of this collective that has a vision for the next 10 years. Jarrell, appreciate the work you do every day. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. And hey, let's go Steelers.
All right. Yeah. Bye week 6-2. We got that going for us. All right. Jarrell Gilliam, again, Executive Director of the Light of Life Rescue Mission. They do really great work every day here. You're going to get